Message number 460. The skies will be peeled back as if a roof has opened. Saturday, June 16, 2012 at 07:40 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my word is being heard by millions throughout the world as I prepare all of God's children for my divine mercy. There are those blessed with the Holy Spirit will know instantly upon reading my messages that they come from my divine lips. Those who say they know me but who fail to recognize me still cannot resist reading my word although they fight against me. They reject me yet they are still drawn to my messages. Don't they realize that this is the Holy Spirit which although dormant in their souls still draws them to me? I say this to them. The time has come for soon your grievances will be shown to you during the warning. Your hatred of my word will be revealed to you and then you will know the truth. When that happens you must then join your brothers and sisters and fight for the right to defend my church on earth. The skies will be peeled back as if a roof has opened to reveal the fires and the flames of my divine mercy. The earth will be shaken with such force that no man will escape my eyes, my spirit or my gift. Many will tremble with fear because it will only be then that many will become aware of their souls for the very first time. They will know that their love of their bodies, all the senses they seek to nurture, is meaningless. They will see every part of the soul but won't be through their own eyes in which they will see it. They will look at their souls through my eyes. They will feel ill and nauseous as I do when I see the ugliness of their wretched wrongdoings. They will see how rotten their behavior was towards others and the evil they did unto their fellow human beings, their brothers and sisters. Then they will see their love of self, the vanity and love of false idols, and will know how this offends me. For those whose sins are so black, they will feel ill in pain and will not be able to stand the horror what they have to see. They will need every strength to withstand the purification needed to enable them to survive and follow the path of the truth. It is important to understand that the warning is just that. I come to warn God's children that their sins can and will be forgiven. I come to show them what the day of judgment will be like. This will mean that those who ask for redemption at this stage will be saved. Those who still reject me will be given time to repent, but not much. If they still forfeit my hand of mercy, then I will have to withdraw. Then I will divide the just into one side and the unjust into another. One more chance than to seek redemption, and those who refuse my hand of love and mercy will be cast into hell. This prophecy has been foretold since the beginning. Heed the warning and save your souls while you can. Your Jesus.